Yeah, I mean, it's very much the if you are the type of person that's, man, everything's going wrong. Everything will keep going wrong. That's what's going to happen. It's gonna happen.
Hi, I'm Daniel Laxtons, and you're listening to the Roofing Business Builder Podcast.
Now, go ahead and hit subscribe right now and click like and hit the bell so that way you'll be notified when another amazing episode comes out.
Now, I've been in the roofing industry for over 30 years. I owned my own roofing company for 15, and I was for 17 years on the other side with manufacturing. So I have a real well-rounded concept of how roofing, especially commercial roofing, is ran. And I am your personal commercial roofing guru. It's going to be the third of three episodes that I put out with my interview with Jim Allen. He's a co-founder of Roofer Marketers. He also is the host of the Roofing Success Podcast, and he's a co-author of the book Internet Marketing for Roofing Contractors. It's going to be the third of three episodes. One of them was talking about the future of your roofing business, which a lot of us, we don't think about that. We get to our 30s and 40s and hey, we don't know if, you know, what's going to happen. Retirement? Are you going to sell your business? What are your plans? So definitely listen to that episode. And then we also talked about roofing in a down economy. So we have those two episodes out there. And the reason why is because Jim and I talked about three different concepts during that interview I had with him that made it easy to break down into smaller episodes for you. So, and that's what the Roofing Business Builder Podcast is all about, is to be able to give you some information that's really going to help you to grow your roofing business and be successful. Now, in this episode, we're talking about our mindset, how important your mindset is, and also we get into mentors. So you're going to really appreciate this episode because having the right mindset will help you grow your business and prevent you from making some large mistakes. Let's get into my interview with Jim Allen.
That's I haven't seen it from the shows. I haven't seen it, you know, from our clients that we work with. We work with over 100, you know, 100 contractors across the country now. I haven't sensed fear yet.
Good. Well, no, that's a really good thing. And that's what I don't want people to sense. I don't want
that's
anyone.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I want to break out of this mentality because remember, mindset is everything to a commercial or even a residential roofing owner. I mean,
that's
we have to have this positivity. It's like if you think that the customer, you're going to do a cold call or you're going to walk in and talk to some building owner. And if you go in there with this mentality that, oh, the sky is falling and that it's, you know, this guy's not going to have the money. Well, guess what? Law of attraction says he won't have the money.
Right.
Or at least if he does have the money, he's not giving it to you, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much the if you are the type of person that's, man, everything's going wrong. Everything will keep going wrong. That's what's going to happen. It's going to go wrong.
Your employees are going to start making the biggest mistakes. Yep. If you worry, if you're fixated on that, it will start happening to your business. I it's happened to me. I don't know if you've ever had that experience throughout your businesses, but I mean, I have. You know, and it all came back to me. Remember, a lot of times we'll sit there and say, it's so-and-so's fault. Or if it wasn't for my employees, or if it wasn't for my wife over here, if it wasn't for my children. And the truth is it's us. And the minute that we accept responsibility, then our roofing business will sail, you know, instead of sink.
I've been the other way. I have been an outrageous optimist.
Yes, you have. I've seen that in you.
Like, I am just an outrageous optimist, but to a fault at times. Like, that has been my, like, what has been challenging to me, because I believe so wholeheartedly that everything will work out. Sometimes it doesn't, but I miss things because of that, right? That I
well,
could
some
have
of
made.
The specific, some of the small things don't work out.
That's right.
When you look at the whole of what you're doing,
that's right.
It always works out.
Always.
And why feel that negative energy on the way to the destination?
Yeah.
That's even with my program. That's what I'm always trying to help roofers, especially they're worried about crossing over into commercial, and they'll spend 5 years with this fear inside them, and it prevents them from hitting that $1 million mark or hitting the $4 million mark or whatever growth that they're looking for. And it's the mindset that's preventing them. If they would just hang out with someone like you or me, what I'm saying, then they can get to where they want to be a lot quicker. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's the, it's the 4 minute mile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you explain? Because some people may not know what that means.
So I think it was the 1950s or 60s. I can't remember, Daniel, when no one could break the 4 minute mile in running.
Except for this one man that finally did it.
And then one man did.
Sir Roger Bannister.
And then over the next year, there was an abundance of people that broke that. It was 10, 15, 20 people that broke the 4 minute mile within 1 year of that happening. And my timeline might not be perfect, but it was instantly. But what it was it's that people saw it happen. There was a mental limitation. There was a mental limitation there. That 4 minute mile, that's too fast for people. Mm-hmm. Human beings can't do that, right? And then someone did it, and that barrier just got erased, and now everyone's running through it, right?
We could practice is if they can do it, we can do it.
For sure. And so I think you always need those people in your life that are breaking those barriers. You need to be paying attention, and that's why mentorship and things like that are so important. I think even if it's just consumption of content, that is a mentorship, right? And of course you have to watch out for the people who are sitting in front of the Lamborghini talking about what they, that they rented and stuff like that, for mentorship. But the people that are actually doing it, watching the business owners that are actually succeeding, actually doing it, and it'll show you something.
Yeah. And I find that a lot of roofers will sit there and go, that's my competition. And it's no, that's your inspiration, right? Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. If you're at one of the trade shows, you can actually go up and talk to this person that is an inspiration and even ask a couple of questions. Don't want to take up too much of their time, but you could actually find some piece of information from this person that would change your life, where it would save you 5 years of your life and increase your money's tenfold.
I talked to a guy at a roofing process conference recently. He had a roofing company, had ran it for 8 years and just couldn't make it work. It wasn't the lack of profitability. It was just lots of things that just weren't there. And so he, one day he was like, man, I got to shut this thing down. And so he shut it down. He's also a fireman. And so he went and just said, hey, I'm going to go to my, instead of being a volunteer fire, I'll go make that my, go and make a career out of that. And it's been a couple of years now. I think he said it's been about 2.5 years since he shut down his old business. But in that time frame, he started YouTube caught the algorithm caught him.
Finally. Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Because video starts getting.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, roofing. And, yeah, I know roofing. And and then all of a sudden he starts getting these videos, and there's so many great people like you and, some of these people putting out this great content on a regular basis that all of a sudden it's like, he caught this video, then he caught that video. And then he said it took him a while, but he got a renewed interest. Mm-hmm. He was like, man, there's so much great stuff. And I see now what I was doing wrong then. Mm-hmm. He said it's become very clear to him what he did wrong in his past business. He opened up his new business. He's, a couple of months in now, and he's so excited for the future of what he's going to be able to create now with just the slight tweaks that he picked up really from YouTube and podcasts and things like that. Like, but again, that's that mentorship. It's a passive mentorship, right? Like, I don't know if that's a good way to put it, right? Like,
well, but what that mentorship does is it alleviates the fear. Fear is what prevents us. It's like you see this really hot girl and you're like, I want to ask her out. And you have all this fear. You walk up and you act like a goofy goofball, right? It's like, you know, and that's normal because, you know, in law of attraction, we call that putting too much importance on something. But if you want to alleviate fear, it's knowledge. Knowledge, you know, if a child is afraid of the dark, you flip the light on, then you look around, there's no danger. Well, your fear goes away. So that light bulb for what we're talking about is knowledge. Once you know that someone can call Jim up and say, I don't know what to do. Or they can call Daniel. They can call me up and say, I don't know. What is this product? I don't know. I'm going to screw this up. No, you're not. All you need is someone that has the knowledge that will help you through that. And then once you gain that knowledge, then you can do it on your own. But until you get there, sometimes it's worth actually paying for a coach like you or me to help them. And because it's, you know, the longer they wait, 2 years goes by and they go, why didn't I call these guys up? You know, the biggest thing that I love is YouTube because, you know, you're afraid. You're like, well, I'm going to buy this, but what if something happens to it? Well, you got a YouTube video. There's someone that posted something about that. So now you don't have any fear anymore. It's awesome.
That's right. You can alleviate that fear with knowledge. That's awesome. I love that.
And it's most of that stuff out there is free, but I tell you, if you want the fast track, pay a little bit of money, pay people for what they're worth, and then bada bing, bada boom, you're soaring.
There is a difference. There is a difference that being able to have that one-on-one, you know, mentorship kind of thing. It's definitely different. I think that they need to understand first what they're looking for. Right. Because I think a lot of I get this from a lot of contractors that I talk to. They're like, hey, you know, I'm looking for a coach this year. Who's the best coach in the industry? And I'm like, well, we got to talk a lot more details about this. Right. Like, let's figure out what you're trying to accomplish. What are your goals? Let's start with your goals. Like if you're a residential roofing contractor looking to start a commercial division.
That's it.
Right. Like
I'm your guy.
there's a very specific person for that. Right. They're very specific people. If you're, you know, I coach in Adam Benzman's Pitch Pro Movement on marketing, right? Like marketing. I don't coach on sales. I don't coach on operations. I don't coach on HR finance. Right. There's no, like, there are different, find out what you need in your business.
And what I teach on sales is a specific niche into the commercial realm that people may not have any experience or knowledge of. And so all of us are Adam. Oh my goodness. You and Adam, just amazing. I mean, and that's the thing is, so qualifying where you're at in the stream of your business and to know what your target is next, you know, how am I going to get to here? I want to get to there. How am I going to get to there?
It's important. I teach some
automation.
It's important to learn what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know what you don't know, then you know what gap to fill, right? Like, and once you know that gap to fill, you fill the gap. And I was just talking with a coaching group earlier today, this morning. And it's these small iterations that you continue to make in your business, right? You just continue to make these small iterations and fill these gaps and solve these problems. I heard a quote by Jocko Willick, the Navy SEAL. He talked about how in his business, one of his key employees, all of his employees come to him with problems. They're like, Jocko, we have a problem. And Jocko's like, good.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And then they keep coming to him. And then one day one of his key employees comes to him and he's like, he was just getting ready to say, I have a problem, Jocko. We have a problem. He's like, but I know what you're going to say. You're going to say good. And he says that because that's what we're in business to do, is solve the next problem. The more problems we solve, the better business we have, right? So if you have a problem in your business around marketing, we'll solve that problem. If you have a problem in your business around sales, you can solve that problem. If you have a problem in your business about not having commercial work, you can solve that problem. First, know what the problem is. Then solve it. Solve for that problem. And then those iterations over time, 5 years, 10 years down the road, you look back at your company and you go,
it always works out.
Always.
It may be something that you'll be called upon by the universe, or God may select you to be the person that takes care of all those things.
Yeah.
But don't, it's painful when you're going through it. But with this person that was mentoring me on, they said that you'll look back at this and say, this is the most amazing time of my life.
Yeah.
One of them, you know.
One of them. Yeah. It is. It's amazing to be able to, like, that's a big thing. It's to be able to help your family when, you know, help someone in need, or from an, you know, kind of bringing you back to as a business owner, helping your employees, helping your, you know, there's so many things that, that get created from just pushing forward in your business.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But that's a thing, though, is we have to think of the future. We have to think of strategy. And then what I love was what you're talking about. It was Jocko. Is his
Jocko
name?
Jocko Willick. Yeah.
Jocko Willick. Yeah. Because you know what? It reminds me of Sears and Roebuck. I can't remember the guy's first name. I used to think it was William Henry, but it's not now, at least not in this timeline. Oh, it's Richard Warren Sears. He was the same way. When he was building Sears, shit would hit the fan and his employees would come in and say, oh no. And he'd always say, well, that's good. Just like Jocko. I wonder if he got it from there, because I've read this. But you know what he'd say, though? He'd add something. He'd say that he would think of one good thing about the situation, but if he couldn't, he would always say, this is a challenge we've never dealt with, and I believe in us as a team that we'll find the solutions to this challenge. And so that's so beautiful.
And that's leadership, right? That's a leadership statement. Right. That's not that's a leadership and abundance mentality, right? Like that's we're here to solve problems. We're going to do it together. We're all in it together. Let's go charge the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. Let's do this. Right. Yeah. And you always have mentors out there and you have help from people like us. So, they have help from people like us.
That's right, man.
And Adam, there we go.
That's right. Yeah, there's lots of good people out there, especially now, man. The internet breaks things, and the internet has broken the access to information.
Yeah.
And so there are no trade secrets out there. Stop trying to hide them. Uh-uh. If you do, you're fooling yourself, because it's not a trade secret.
Negative energy you're feeling, though. You're feeling like you're threatened or like something is going to happen to you. You don't need to feel that way. And if you feel that way, guess what? Your employees are going to pick up on it, and then they're going to start adopting your feelings. So if you're always upset about something, then all your employees will be that way. You ever go into a restaurant or a department store or something, and then you go into a department store and everyone's like, oh, they're just assholes. And you're like, I don't want to be here. And that what you'll find, you know, and this has happened before. You have to do a roof, and then you go in and you meet the management. You meet the management, and you're like, I don't want to do this roof.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, you could choose what jobs you want, especially, you know, when you get to a certain point where you're not going to do a job that's going to turn into a headache for you.
Yes.
But the way you can tell is the employees of any business will be reflecting the personality of the CEO or the business owner. And so I tell you, if the employees are stingy, chances are you're not going to get paid on that roof.
Watch out. Or you won't
make any money.
That's right. Look at how the top is leading. You'll there will be some clues.
Yeah. Well, hey, dude, thank you so much for being on the show. Where can people find you?
Yeah, at The Roofer Marketers, at Roofing Success. Go Roofer Marketers on YouTube. Check us out.
Check him out. And definitely listen to his podcast. You're going to grow. And till next time, we'll see y'all.
And now it's time for Did You Know?
Did you know that many successful entrepreneurs and business leaders attribute their success to the power of their mindset and the guidance that they received from mentors? For example, billionaire Warren Buffett had said that he reads on investing in business books for hours every day. Now, me personally, dyslexia, it's been really, really difficult. So I always listen to podcasts, and that's always helped me. Or, you know, you can download different book apps like Audible or Scribe. And I read a ton of books, basically listening to them, but I get a lot of information that way. And I'm sure that's probably what you're doing if you're listening to this podcast. Even Oprah Winfrey, she accredits her success to her daily practice of gratitude and positive thinking. She said that she wrote a lot of this stuff down, and that's why she became a billionaire. And that's what I want for you. Yes, you can grow a multi-million-dollar roofing business. Now, Harvard University found that 90% of the top performers directly related their growth to their mindset. And in the survey by Princeton Warehouse Coopers, over 90% of CEOs reported having worked with a coach or a mentor. Now, you hear that? 90% worked with a coach or mentor. Now, I tell you this, though. I wish that I worked with a coach or mentor 30 years ago. Just think how much further along I would have been. Roofing Business Builder is a part of that mentorship program. And so does the one that Jim Allen has. So if you're growing if you're the roofing business owner and you're looking at growth and you want to succeed and hit those million-dollar targets, it's important to cultivate this growth mindset and seek out mentors and resources that will help you along the way. Just like Jim and I were discussing in this recent episode, that investing in your mindset and seeking guidance from those who have walked the path before you can be instrumental in you achieving your goals and much, much quicker. If you're wanting to have the insight and the mentorship and scaling and marketing your business, you know that Jim Allen is your mentor. He's the one with Roofer Marketers. And if you are a residential roofer that is working at growing your sales and not making those silly mistakes and doing the right things, the right pitches, not make those mistakes that most residential roofers make, then the roof strategist, Adam Binsman, is the perfect mentor for you. Now, if you're looking at crossing over into commercial roofing, then I'm your guy because I know exactly how to do all of it. If you are one of those residential roofers that have been in the roofing industry for 5 years and you want to do commercial and it seems overwhelming, and just thinking about talking to millionaires that own large buildings and how do you float the money? How do you bid and not lose your butt? How do you choose the right manufacturer? And how can you get licensed with any manufacturer? Because none of them will even talk to you. Now, if you're that roofer, then I am your mentor because I know how to do all of those things. And when it comes to bidding, you don't even want to go after bid work. A person that bids where you're going up against 20 other people, do you really want to be the person that chose to do the job for the least amount of profit? No, that's not the way to go. So if any of that resonates with you, then Roofing Business Builder is the perfect program for you and Daniel Laxton's me. I am the perfect coach for you, the perfect mentor. So feel free to go to Roofing Business Builder and click on the schedule a call with me. And that's a Zoom call. And we can talk about where you're at and see if you'd be a good fit for the program. But if you're looking at specifically targeting marketing, then you're definitely going to want to call Jim Allen and or schedule a Zoom call with him and get into his program. Well, that's it for this episode of the Roofing Business Builder Podcast. Remember to keep that positive mindset and use mentors and become a mentor to your friends, your family, and your employees. Until next time, I don't always consult on commercial roofing, but when I do, I make millionaires. Stay wealthy, my friends.